In the allegorical tale Escape from Christendom, the author Robert Burnell comes across three wildernesses, the first of which is the wilderness of forgiveness. Whilst in this, he discovers that unless he personally knows the forgiveness of God, he cannot truly forgive others. For years, the traveller says, I've been trying to get beyond theoretical and doctrinal forgiveness. I've wanted to hear Jesus say, Sons, your sins are forgiven. I've wanted the blood of the cross to flow into my heart. His journey takes him through this wilderness where his first lesson is in receiving God's forgiveness for himself. The woman who washed the feet of Jesus with her tears was obsessed with God's forgiveness. She who is forgiven much loves much. The leper who was cleansed fell in joy at his feet as he was healed of leprosy without and within. Zacchaeus climbed a tree to see Jesus and watched his forgiveness walking towards him. When he received it, he instantly desired to right the wrongs he'd done to others. Being forgiven and released from our debt has that effect on us. When we receive his forgiveness, there is a radical reaction, love, joy, a desire to make reparation and restitution. Forgiveness of others is easy now, for we know that our debt has been paid in full. What a gift. Perhaps you have never truly experienced the release that comes when you know you are, once for all, forgiven and released from the leprosy of sin. That sin in you has been dealt with. You are no longer a sinner, but a saint. Maybe you gave your heart to Jesus as a child, or you believed, or you made a commitment, or you made a decision as an adult, but somehow your guilt remained. You didn't feel clean. Your life didn't change. You can be a Christian for many, many years and not have received this wonderful freedom because no one told you what it was really all about. They avoided using the word sin because they didn't want to offend you by calling you a sinner. So you got half a gospel, enough to receive eternal life, but not enough to feel free, really free, forgiven and clean. We come to this place sooner or later where we recognise that we haven't truly seen how horrendous sin is in all its aspects, and our hearts cry out for cleansing and change. There is within us a new awakening, a new awareness of our divided heart. Like Peter, when he saw the risen Lord, we cry, Away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Ever done that? I know I have. We become acutely aware of the gulf that existed between God and man before the cross and reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. God himself, think of it, was in Jesus as the cross did its work to rid the world of sin. If we haven't seen that sin is not something we do but something we are, we sin because we're sinners. We're missing out on God's greatest gift if we don't understand it, that of total forgiveness. We have a terminal illness, and unless the life-giving blood of Jesus cleanses us, we're doomed to live a life of mediocrity and feeling as though we never can quite make it. As Paul says, Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. The legacy of sin and its effects are carried away by the cross. When we truly understand this, we cannot but rejoice in our freedom. We do have a completely new life, a new DNA, a new start, a clean sheet. Thanksgiving, praise and worship become second nature to us, and forgiveness, easy. If this hasn't been your experience up until now, just stop right here and ask the Holy Spirit to show you, to awaken you. Not so that you might feel condemned, but so that you might see how great a salvation you truly do have, and that your life and your joy might be full. John 10:10, I've come that they might have life and have it to the full. And now you will be able to do as you would be done by. No problems, a piece of cake. Enjoy.